Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, we have a lot to cover tonight. I thank you for joining with me. Remember, there's a chat room at the bottom of the page at streetfoodvendor.tv. We have quite a few tips that people have submitted this week, and I'm going to share those with you, and some catch-up emails that some people sent in to let you know what they're doing and how things have gone that have called in the past. And let's see, and as always, we'll be taking calls at 424-258-9364. You'll be able to take the call in live, speak to us. That way we don't even see your pretty face. But you can press 1 if you want to speak to us, or you can just listen on that line as well. But if you'd like to see the show live, streetfoodvendor.tv. I thank you for joining us, and I am glad you're here.
Your show will be live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Apparently, Blog Talk Radio has some issues tonight. Hey, folks, we have a lot to cover tonight.
I have no idea.
In fact, I think, remember, there's a chat room at the bottom of the page at streetfoodvendor.tv.
I see what happened.
I apparently had the screen running. Oh, by the way, if you do go over to streetfoodvendor.tv or you call in, you'll want to turn off your feed because it'll mess you up because there is a delay just like it did me just now. So that was fun. And we'll get this right eventually. Hey, folks, and I thank you for joining me. And I see that we have a Mr. Brian Shores on the line with us. Hopefully we can get an update from you tonight. I know we had audio problems last time and heard you were selling all your stuff and you were moving up into the big leagues. I'm with you. I tell you what, I'm gonna go do an email real quick, and I know we got a caller on the line already. So this comes in from TJ. And he says, Ben, you can share this with everybody. This is TJ Buchanan. He says, I'm very forgetful, so I went to Microsoft Excel and I created a checkoff list with a box beside each item. Then I laminated it and used a washable marker and check off accordingly before each event or each day. You can also use the voice recorder on your smartphone as well. I know these are simple ideas, but I never forget anything because of it. TJ, remember, a goal without a plan. Or he says, TJ, that's his name, TJ. He says, remember, a goal without a plan is simply a wish. I like that, TJ. I thank you for sharing. That is a great idea, is to, even if you have to hand write, you know, even if you have to, I'll pull this up here so everybody can see it and just know that, you know, is that not in the camera? There it is. I keep a yellow pad with me all the time. And so if you, that is like my brain. I read this week, by the way, that if you're overweight, there is a drug that your liver produces that is for memory, that the memory part of your brain uses. Well, your whatever part of your brain, your thyroid, uses the same drug to reduce your body of fat. And so my lack of remembering is because I'm a big fat ass. And so, TJ, I want to thank you again. That was a great example. So you could write it down on a yellow pad, laminate it, and then check it off. And then you don't have to rewrite it ever. You can have this nice long list of everything you need, and it would be solved. I'm going to mute you real quick, Michael, because it's feeding back. I think I got it. Okay. Anyway, what we've got is, let's see. Can you hear me now, Brian? All right, can you talk? Yeah, you're coming through, not real clear, but you're coming through.
I think I'm really going to have to get like a microphone.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm hearing mostly noises. So what's the odds of getting you to call in at some point tonight and give us an update? I'd love to hear it. I'm going to mute you for right now, but that'll work. All right. I will, let's see here. I want to go. This one comes from Sam. This is a response. If you aren't getting, and listen, I really don't want everybody on this email list. And so it's one of those deals where I put out a newsletter, we do the show, that's for everybody. I do a newsletter specifically for those people who really give a shit, who are really working to improve their business. And some, there are no pictures, there are no fancy anything on the newsletters. I usually send them out almost daily, and you will get this update in the morning typically, and I write them each morning. Well, if you are serious about vending, want to get some ideas that I don't typically, they would either bore the socks off of a lot of people, or they just, they don't find the value in them, or, oh, that's too hard, or whatever. I do have a list, and you sign up for it, and it's only for those people that are serious. But anyways, Sam is one of those subscribers, and he's always got some great ideas. And he created VIP cards and flyers. Let's see. He says, remember, every customer is a potential client. Go do like little Freddie's birthday party of 20 people. Freddie's mom is a soccer mom. She can invite you to sell hot dogs at the soccer games. Now your 20 customers turned into 100 customers. Freddie's mom is married to Freddie's dad, who owns a small company with 100 employees. That's right. Employee Appreciation Day could be yours if you do the marketing. Bottom line, if you don't plant the seed, the money tree won't grow. And that's an excellent point. You never know the ripple effect of something you do. So something that started off as little, like a birthday party, turns into be a huge gig. And we've heard stories like that from real, live, actual vendors right here on the show. And so I would keep in mind that. Let me go over here real quick to hopefully somebody can keep an eye on the I just saw what Super Dogs wrote. Keep an eye on the chat room because I can't watch it at the same time, and it gets me confused and all flustered. Let's see. I want to pull up the phone calls. We do have a call, area code 248. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, who's this?
It's Dottie from Harvey's Hot Dogs.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good to have you on the show.
Yes, we exchanged a few emails earlier in the week, and you said call in if you can, so here I am.
Absolutely. I had you down to talk about your email if you didn't happen to make it in, so I'm glad you made it in. Why don't you go ahead and share what you sent me, because that's why I wanted your permission to share it.
Yep. A week or so ago, you had about sampling, and we do on Sundays a farmer's market in a very upscale area. And, first week we sampled the hot dogs, and we had about 50% that converted into sales. Now, maybe some of them would have bought anyway, but it cinched the deal. But this
awesome.
Last week, I made bacon jam. Well, I hardly had enough left to sell on the cart because we sampled it ourselves.
Yeah, it's addicting. I wish Jason was on here right now because he'd be impressed.
How did the
bacon jam go on the cart?
Oh, it was wonderful. Everybody loved it, and we added it to more than hot dogs. We have Polish that we have. We also do Italian sausage. And we also do chicken breast sandwiches, and we had people put it on all of them.
Wow!
So they just loved them.
Wow!
And what I want to tell you, in addition to the sampling, is I found at Sam's Club and at Gordon Food Service, they have frozen pre-cooked chicken breasts. They're expensive. They run about $1.22 a piece for the chicken breasts. But I make a chicken club that we sell for $5.75.
Wow. And how's that doing? Are you selling a good bit of those?
Last Sunday we sold out of chicken breasts. We also sold out of our Italian sausage and our Polish sausage. And we get $3.50 for the Italian and the Polish sausage.
Wow. Now, some states won't allow us to do chicken. I know my state won't, but I think it's awesome that you're able to do that.
They don't hear either if I cook it. But if it's pre-cooked, that's the secret. These are pre-cooked chicken breasts.
Wow.
Yep. And, of course, those I do in the chicken bouillon and my other special secret seasonings.
You women and your secret seasonings, and then you don't share it with anybody, and so we just have to like it, but we can't duplicate it.
Well, I will give you the secret of the chicken breast. Oh dear,
McCormick's.
McCormick's makes the Grill Masters.
Yep, I'm familiar.
And they have a mojito, a chicken mojito.
Oh wow.
Yeah, which is kind of a lime and vodka tasting.
Yeah, I've never tried it, but I've seen that.
Yeah, that's very good. That's
wow.
One of the things the real secret one. but we have been doing the local Harbor Freight when they have their sidewalk sales and their tent sales. And they love to have us there. Well, 2 weeks ago they had their parking lot sale, and it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we're committed to the farmer's market on Sunday. So we told them we'd come, but we could only do Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And the last time we were at Harbor Freight, I was charging $2 for a hot dog and 25 cents for chili and 25 cents for cheese.
Right.
But when we started doing the farmer's market, I said, it's too hard on us. So I raised the price to $2.50, includes chili and cheese if they want it.
Wow.
We had no pushback from there, so I'm sorry?
I'm with you. I don't like add-ons unless it's something at a major expense, like adding on, you know, slices of bacon or something, but then you just call it a different name and give it a different price. But yep. I hate going places and they go, oh, you want 2 ketchup packets? Well, that's extra. Or go, you know, one of my favorite chicken places, fast food, is Zaxby's, and they charge you like 50 cents for an extra thing of sauce. And I go, how about you just jack up the price and don't do that to me? I don't like having to pay it because then I feel like I'm getting ripped off.
Yep.
Well, I really think that's awesome that you would share that and come on here, and I'm proud of you. I think it's neat that you're able to do the chicken, and I'm glad that the bacon jam works so well for you.
Yeah. What we did on this the gig at Harbor Freight, I print up my menus on my printer at home and post them on a cork board.
Right.
And I said, I'm not going to change the prices, lower it for Friday and Saturday, because, you know, it's a entirely different demographic group. I'm going to leave the hot dogs at $2.50. You know, we had no more pushback at $2.50 than we had at $2. So these people that tell you they could only get $1.50 or $1.70, if you got a premium dog, they'll pay it, and if they won't pay it, they wouldn't pay it no matter what price you had on it.
Right. It wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're exactly right. I'm glad you're doing well. I thank you for calling in, and feel free to call back anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. I need to send, looks like Wild Willie's Wiener Wagon wants to join the show, and I'm going to send him a link. And just bear with me. And then I want to run through. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead. I think we have the famous Doug's Dogs from Georgia on the line. Let's see here. Is this Mr. Michael Wood?
Good, good.
Good. How are you tonight?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. My computer just don't like to hook up to that link. We had to have sunshine piped in. We're so far out in the country. So, you know, it don't pick up real good sometimes on a link like that. But
these last two days, I wish we'd had some sunshine.
Yeah. There, let me take you off the speaker so I can hear myself think. Say what I'm going to say, but this weekend I did chili, which I hate doing. I've done it like 2 or 3 times, and I told my wife, I said, I'm going to try chili just one more time.
Right.
She said, well, how much are we going to charge? to add it to the hot dog, and I start.
Hold on, I'm trying to. Okay.
You still there?
Yeah, we're still here. AJ, I just booted you off just because I couldn't even get it to mute you. It was just coming in crazy robot sounds. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, I did chili this weekend on nachos is what I actually was going to do it on. And she said, how much are we going to charge for it? I said, we'll just add a dollar to the nachos. So we were selling nachos for $4 a piece.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Which is a help. Yeah, and getting them. And I was actually asking people, you know, do you want chili on it? Yeah. Well, I had to charge you an extra dollar. Okay. And so, you know, we paid for the chili, needless to say, and ran out of nachos, which is even better. But we didn't actually do as good this year as we did last year at the same event, or year before last, I'm sorry. But it
really?
Was so close that it really didn't, I mean, it was.
Didn't matter.
It only takes me like 15 minutes to get there, so, I mean,
You've already beat this year last year's whole year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm up, actually, to be exact, about 4.8%, I think. Excuse me, 4.62%. I don't track this stuff real close, you know.
Yeah, I can tell you kind of half-ass it, 4.62. It's amazing you can't even get it exact on it. Hey, tell me something. Yeah. You emailed me this week a couple times with some stuff for others to help others. And I wanted to know if you could do you want to share those or you want me to just do them later tonight?
Yeah, well, you can do some of it later, but I'll just hit the main point. And where I dream all this stuff up, 100 years ago, I was a door-to-door salesman. And the guy I worked for was like the most positive person you've ever met in your life. And he taught me one thing of having a positive mental attitude. And that's the one thing I think a lot of hot dog vendors don't have. They go out and they get negative. And they hear all the bad things that are happening, and they don't, you know, they don't have good sales one day, and not just hot dog vendors. This is vendors in general. And then they get real negative, and then when they get negative, guess what? Their customers are going to be negative towards them. And,
exactly.
It don't matter what you're selling. If you're selling a piece of furniture, a car, a magazine, whatever you're selling, you're still selling your personality to those people. You can have the best hot dog in the world, and if you're ill when somebody comes up, they're not going to come back. And if you don't have repeat business, you're not going to be in business long. And, you know, I mean, you can have the best product in the world, but if you don't have something going for you that makes people want to come see you or come to your cart, it's a negative attitude produces a negative attitude. And it's kind of ironic since I brought all that up. I was rereading a book that I read back in the 70s, The Greatest Salesman in the World. It's quite a religious book, but it's a good book. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, if you go out there and you're consistent and you try and you have a good attitude towards it, you will make money. You may not make money every time, but you will make money.
Right.
And
well, I agree. You're proof of it. I mean, you've been at this over 4 years now, and have continually grown the business, learned things that have saved you money, and changed some things that are making you more money for the same amount of time. And for a part-time hot dog vendor, you don't do bad.
One other thing that I did this weekend, they had a local event, which it's a charity event, and I took an L6 on-demand hot water heater that I got at bins.com, and I gave it to them, and they auctioned it off, and I think it went for $25,000, which was actually play money, but... I think that's like about a $200 donation is what it was.
Well, good.
And $250, but and they got a hot water heater and they're happy, and the city got a little bit of money to help local projects and stuff to, you know, to put on the Christmas parade and different things. And guess what? I got free advertisement. And wasn't totally free, but I mean it was still free. And then I also at that same event I booked another birthday party, which is about 25 people. So in the long run I get my money back, but you know, you've got to be a part of the community. You know, if you're
absolutely
not part of the community, you may be against the community, or the community may be against you.
Absolutely.
But anyway, guys, I'm going to listen a little bit and let Ben talk, because I talk too much. I don't want to take the show over.
Oh, we got a bunch of people waiting. I'm excited. I appreciate you calling in again, Michael. You have a good one. And if you aren't following Michael, Doug's Dogs. That's DUGGSDOGGS. Thanks a bunch, Michael. Have a good evening.
You too. Good.
Good.
All right, Ben, can you hear this?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Ben, are you hearing me?
Brian, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I went and stole the kids' headset from their
perfect
Xbox.
That sounds perfect, actually. Tell me what where are we with this? I know you're selling stuff to upgrade. Tell us where you are with that and give us any insight. Let us be nosy.
Well, like I say, I fixed up the card as good as I could. And like I say, just after that tip over, I didn't like that design. So we got it sold yesterday, and I'm in the process. I'm going to start making up some new plans and build a new cart.
Well, awesome. I'm impressed you sold it that quick.
Yep, you know, chunk of change and everything like that. I'm going to build a nice new, you know, walk around 4x8 cart and
good
be over the wintertime and be ready to go for the summer.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I'm glad, Brian. I'm glad you got earphones too now, or at least a mic that works. That's
the
good.
Kids are not happy, but you know.
That's good news. I want to run through these real quick before I miss them. This is in from, let's see, the Busy Bistro, and he said he's waiting to share this tip for all vendors for the last several weeks. He saw the Starbucks next door to his day job had a clever idea for maximizing their tips, and he sent me a picture, and I'll put it on the blog, but he says they choose an X versus Y question for their customers to vote with their tip money. The winner is decided by which one gets the most money. The more divisive the question, the more customers vote. Some customers stuff the box with 10s, 20s, and $100 bills to ensure victory. Everyone wins. It's not in the picture, but normally the previous day's results are posted, and customers come back just to see which and who won and buy more and vote again. Now, this is a genius idea, Alex, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. Something that you may want to try if you have a local sports teams who compete. You may want to put, you know, the Bears and the Indians. Which one do you think will win Friday night? And then you have two buckets, or take one bucket and divide it in half with a piece of cardboard and let the customers determine it from there. There's several ways to do that. Stuart, I'm going to mute you just for a minute because I'm getting feedback. You can – anything you do, he mentions being divisive, so you could put something like – do you think Obama should run for a third term, and put yes or no side to the bucket? There's so many things like that that would be divisive that would get people tipping, and it may be a good deal to do. And you could include it in your tweets. If you're tweeting to your customers, you can go, well, look here, last week's winner is Obama should have a third and fourth term. And so you could really just have a bunch of fun with it. And that you could use local events in your town to even get more, more participation. So I thought that was a really good one. The next one, Let me see if Doug put this in here. Okay. Just bear with me. Okay, Ron's tip of the day for gleaming stainless. He says, for those times when you're not quite ready for the full-on polish, but you dread doing a wipe down because of all the damn streaks, then go with it. Here's a solution, distilled white vinegar. You can use it in full strength in a spray bottle and pour it directly onto a small towel, which is my method. Wipe that baby down and follow with a dry cloth. The acid cuts the crud, and the follow-up cloth leaves it streak-free. Your cart will thank you. This is from Ron. That is a brilliant tip, and I thank you for sharing it. So if y'all heard that, that's just straight, pure distilled vinegar. Somebody else wrote in about doing, frozen. Oh, that, I think that was Doug. He was selling frozen pickle juice. I've never heard of that. It sounds nasty, but he was successfully selling frozen pickle juice. You take pickle juice and freeze it onto sticks like popsicles.
That's what I was just going to ask. Like a popsicle?
Yeah. Is that not just wild crazy?
I don't know how that would be.
Yeah, I don't know. Stuart, your mic should be open. I just want to make sure I got to your tip where you talk about the high-speed changer. Do you want to share that with everybody?
Oh, yeah. I was telling you in the email I sent, did you get the picture? You know exactly what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and people know if they've seen the high-speed changers, it's like four tubes onto a box.
I give away, two and three at a time with change. And in the early days, I would run out of quarters or be real low, and in an effort to conserve a few quarters, I would give 4 dimes and 2 nickels, 50 cents. And I would have people kind of stare at the palm of their hand at these coins, and rather than put them in their pocket, they would just throw it in my tip jar. And it was just, a funny little game that I started playing. And, I don't know if I was profiling customers or not, but you could almost tell who likes change and who doesn't. And you give them, 4 dimes and 2 nickels as change, and there was a vast majority of them just simply threw it into the tip jar. And I thought it was interesting. And, I was telling Ben in an email where I have the hot dog basically costed out at about 65 cents. And if these customers turn around and give me the 50 cents back, then this hot dog only cost me 15 cents to make. And, and then there's 50 cents that I don't have to pay, quote unquote taxes on. And it's just, in the email subject line, I turned it as money laundering ? And, I just thought that was kind of funny.
I think it's a brilliant idea. You mentioned that, giving them that weird coin combination. I've never heard of this idea. I've seen those high-speed changers like at ball games. They'll wear them on their belt and they'll give you change, or at a circus. You ever been to a circus and somebody sells you a, cotton candy? They'll rattle off your chain real quick with those thumb levers on a speed changer. And I think that's a brilliant idea to give somebody back, 65 cent or whatever. And obviously they're going to, many of them will turn around and just throw that in your jug. I think it was a great tip. I appreciate that. The next one is from, I wish Andrew could get on here, from Super Dogs. I saw him trying to get on several times, but he says, as I told you before, we got a new location at a tractor trailer training school, and it's going wonderful. The instructors and students are very supportive. It is a great 2-hour Saturday and Sunday ritual now. I also have been working with a nightclub for Friday and Saturday night. It's a place that houses a club-type setting and has about 1,500 drunk college-age kids rocking and rolling. It has been a great weekend gig, and I'm thinking with the nightclub and the school on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to cut back to only 3.5 days a week. These 2 day shifts and 2 evening shifts are making more money than his daily 5 day a week train station gig. And he's only working the business now 20 hours total a week, including cleanup and shopping, and keeping the same revenue. Now, the only way he'd know this is if he kept records. And that's why I harp on record keeping so much. This is brilliant. I'm proud of you. He says he's going to try to get on the show tonight. He did want to talk about LED lights. Hey, Brian, I know we've talked about it on the show before, and I don't remember which episode it was, and I even did a blog with pictures of a guy out west that put LED lights all over his cart. He lit it up with LEDs, and it's a great way to go. You know, do you remember or do you have any advice for anybody doing LED lights?
Who was that? Corey? There was another Corey, I think, up there in Massachusetts or something like that, had a 650 like mine from Custom.
Okay.
That had it all lit up with, underneath and different circulating light. And I think he actually went to, you can buy kits on eBay and everything like that. But he went to, one of the local car auto type places and had somebody do it with, the Custom and controller and everything like that.
Well, I know that, that guy that, I think it was Bob that built the cart, Bob built his own cart, and he put all the fancy lights on it, underneath it, around it, and he could turn them on solid to give him light, or he could turn it on with colors to attract attention. And I know you can get those strip rolls, true rolls of LED lighting that is safer indoor, outdoor, cheap on eBay. And I know Northern Tool sells a converter or an inverter.
Yeah, because I think it was that one that had the bright white, up underneath his serving door so it would light up.
Right, right.
And white around, the menu boards and stuff like that to really light it up. And then he had colored ones up underneath the cart that would dance around and make it, look fancy and everything.
Yeah.
Have an inverter, or most of them, those LEDs are meant for 12 volts. So you could either hook it up to your pump battery or, have a bigger marine battery that you could hook it up to that would have, probably run those things hours upon hours without needing a recharge.
Well, the guy that we had on the show and we did the blog article about, he had a solar panel he bought at Harbor Freight. I think it was Harbor Freight Tools. And he was powering one marine battery. During the day, it would charge his battery, and then at night he had all those LEDs up his umbrella and all out the slots on the umbrella. It looked cool as hell.
Yeah, that's how I had mine set up. I had a small little briefcase type solar panel, and I wired it in with a solar charger, and it sit there and trickle charge that marine battery all day long.
Right.
And there's plenty of places around there. It's pretty easy setup to do.
Well, that's awesome. We had Jason on the show a little bit ago, and I don't know if he got busy and dropped us, but area code 407, you're live on Hot Dog Thunder Radio. Hello? You want to turn up? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, this is Ben. You're on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Hey, I've been looking at your website for the past 2 or 3 months or so and interested in getting into the business.
Yes, sir.
And I'm down here in Oviedo, Florida.
Yes, sir.
And I just wondering, what specific licensing and permits do I need in order to start out?
Okay, well, typically in Florida, you'll need to get a county and city business license. You'll need to get your health permit. I walk you through it step by step on my free video training at learnhotdogs.com. If you go to the top of the page and click free training.
Okay. What was that again?
Learnhotdogs.com.
Yes. Okay. Learnhotdogs.com. Now, do I buy a cart before that or after I get the permission?
You want to do all your due diligence first, but I walk you step by step in the order in which to do everything right there on those free videos.
Okay, cool. All right, that sounds good. I'll get right on that now.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, let's see. Caller area code 205. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
We're not going to hold that against you.
Yeah. I've been keeping up on with you on Facebook and just been learning a lot. I haven't currently started yet. I'm in the process of trying to get a commissary, actually looking at a couple buildings, trying to create my own commissary because it's hard to get on with people down here.
Right.
But we had the Magic City Classic this weekend, and I'm just trying to get a little advice on it. It was over 70 to 100,000 people here, and I was trying to see how could I prepare, how much food would, if you was in that predicament with 70 to 100,000 people, how much food would you aim for?
700 to 1,000?
70,000 to 100,000.
70,000 to 100,000. I assume you won't be the only vendor there.
There's other vendors.
Okay, these are all relative type questions. So in order to give you an educated answer, I have to be educated, and what I have to be educated on is how many other vendors are going to be there, where you're going to be set up at this, and there's quite a few questions that I would ask you before giving you any advice on or being able to give you accurate advice on how much product to take, because at the best, it's a guessing game to begin with, but you can narrow it down to what you're going to need based on what others are doing and who all is going to be there. But I have, if you go into learnhotdogs.com on the right-hand side, there's a search box, and if you type in the word event, I've got several articles I've done on how to plan and how to prepare for an event. There's one article by a guy named Thunderdogs. If you just type in the word Thunderdogs, it's going to pull up an article he did for us, and he did an event with 250,000 people.
Wow.
And he gives you his advice there. So we've done quite a bit on it. But once you get that information, feel free to call back in, and I can kind of give you some guidance if you haven't found it online first.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds like a plan.
Well, I thank you for calling in, brother, and congratulations. It sounds like you're doing your due diligence now, and you're trying to find out where you can set up before you get a cart, and that's the right thing to do.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, you have a good evening.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Are you trying to play commercial, Ben? Because I'm not hearing anything. That's how...
It may not be coming back through the feed, Brian, but it should. It's going out on the air. I'm getting it on this side. Are you hearing it now? Okay, it's maybe a delay. But yeah, I had hit a commercial. In fact, I'm gonna hit another one real quick while I grab something. Starts with a B and ends with an ear. You're wondering what that was.
I'm not sure if you can hear me, Ben. I lost the audio.
I wonder if the people that are on the radio, as far as called in, can hear the commercials. I don't know if they can or not, but I know that I don't know if that's working or not. I don't know. I know that it's coming through the feed on my end, so all I can do is hope that it works. I don't know why it's not feeding back to y'all, though. That doesn't make any sense. So let's see. I want to make sure if we have anybody with questions over in Okay, yeah. Anyway, the Jerry says he's not hearing any audio either on the live feed from streetfoodvendor.tv. So I've got a button wrong or something. I added a mic and I must have messed up something. It doesn't surprise me. Can y'all hear me now? Okay. Stuart, do you have any, I know we have about 20 minutes left in the show. Do you have anything to share other than your cool tip idea with the change speed changer? I'm putting him on the spot. He gets a delay on his end. Okay. I have no idea.
It's back now.
Okay.
Just came back.
Wow. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us, Stuart?
I think we talked last week, talking about the Cheerwine Onions recipe. I don't know if anyone's experimented with any other type of soda.
Well, I've heard of people doing it with root beer, I think, and Dr. Pepper. Not root beer, Dr. Pepper. Go ahead and tell us what Cheerwine is for those that don't know. And welcome Corey to the show with Oak Doggies. And
hey everybody.
And tell us what Cheerwine is. Give us a little history, and then what you've done with it.
Let's see, Cheerwine. Gosh, early 1900s. It was invented, I guess you could say, Salisbury, North Carolina. It's the very North Carolina flavor. It's basically a cherry-flavored soda.
Right.
That came along well before Cherry Coke, in a can anyway, not necessarily from 50s diners. It's sweet and cherry. It says it's even a little stronger cherry-wise than the orange and grape Fanta would be. And by sautéing onions, I usually use the sweeter Vidalia, and by sautéing these onions until they're almost done,
right,
and then going right back into that same pan with a can of Cheerwine soda, at least a 12-ounce can, and basically cook every bit of that water and carbonation back out until the onions are just left in the sweet cherry syrup.
Right.
And one of the better things that I've been doing with it is with brown mustard, a deli mustard, and the smoked sausage. It's a pretty good contrast there. But I've had people come back to the carts on occasion and specifically ask if I had them with me today. they walked their three or four blocks to me specifically for them.
Wow.
So that makes me feel good. It's kind of it's something that I call my own or unique to my carts, and I have people that look for them and make sure I have them before they order a hot dog.
Wow. That's cool, because you haven't been vending that long and you've already got a following of people who want those Cheerwine onions. I'm going to try it with Cheerwine. You know, over here we can get Cheerwine now in our grocery store, and some of our convenience stores have it, so I'll look forward to trying it out.
I apologize if some of the audio is coming in very, very delayed from you, Ben, so I'm not sure if you're talking to me right now or not.
Oh, I understand. How's it going? You have a good week?
Yeah, it was a pretty good week.
I love your new logo.
A little bit slower, but this week has picked up quite a bit. It was a good week. Good weather, and we're going to start doing some soups, I think, starting this week. Something new for Odagi, so we're going to give that a shot, see how that goes. We started the hot apple cider, I think, for 2 weeks now, and that's been going pretty good, and people are excited that we have something to replace our lemonade. And so they've been going really well.
Are you doing coffee or hot chocolate too, or are you just doing cider?
Yeah, just the hot apple cider. We've got a coffee shop here in town, and just a couple blocks away, and we wouldn't want to take anything from them. They're a good local business here, and hot chocolate, you know, we can get that just about any place around, but no one really does hot apple cider, so that's why we decided to go with that, something that just brings people our way.
I like it. And so the soup thing, that's starting this week?
Yeah, we're going to give that a shot this week. We contacted U.S. Foods, and they gave us some samples, about five different samples of some different soups. So it'll be like a day's worth of each one, kind of see how those go this week, and then judge on which ones we'll go on with, I think. So we've already started letting some customers know that we were going to start doing that, to be looking for it, and all of them seem to be pretty excited about it. With the cooler weather coming along, we thought it'd be something good just to offer.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. I love soup in the winter.
Yeah, and we'll serve it in little styrofoam cups with the lid on it, you know, so they can still put it in their drink holders and their vehicles and stuff like that, too, if they need to do. So something that's easy to take with them and go.
Well, I like the cup of soup, and I've seen some people do this, actually, at events, sell a cup of soup that was pureed enough that you could sip it from, like, a coffee cup.
And, right.
Yeah, like potato soup or vegetable soup that was pureed up. You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to send you a recipe for a soup that is just amazing, and you can't buy it anywhere, so you can only make it. But it is worth making, and I promise you, once you have it, I mean, if you get any even near your forehead, your tongue will beat your brains out trying to get to it. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd love to give it a shot.
Corey, did you have a flat grill in the new trailer or no?
Yeah, I have a flat grill in the new trailer.
I was going to say, if you're going to do the soups, then, you know, offer like a grilled cheese or something like that to go with it too, because that's one of my favorite things in the winter. Nice grilled cheese and some soup.
Oh, man, I love a grilled cheese.
Yeah, same here. We actually originally, whenever we got the trailer and we started buying just some of the appliances and grills and stuff, we actually bought a panini press with the intention of, you know, maybe doing just grilled cheeses and stuff like that. The only thing is they're just not as quick as throwing a hot dog on a bun, so it would delay some orders. And so we just haven't done that yet. I think, you know, there's always the opportunity for us to do that. We've used it for ourselves, and it's just sitting at home right now. But the opportunity's there. I agree, Brian. I love grilled cheese and some soup, especially in the wintertime.
Oh, my wife made some this week, made some homemade chili, and she made, 2 days ago, she made a homemade chicken noodle soup with the big noodles and always grilled cheese. That is just a bomb with soup. I can't wait till next week to hear how that goes, Corey. I wish you well with that. I think that will be a big hit.
Yeah, it's just a whole new thing, something we can still serve real quick and get people in and out. So, just something to expand and keep it fresh for our customers. You know, we try and do the different specialty dog on our Fridays, and that always brings new people in, and so we were hoping the soups will do the same.
Now, Corey, you got somebody that's specially doing your sausages and stuff, correct?
Yeah, we have, there's a place, it's probably about an hour drive from here, but they're a Swiss Meat and Sausage Company, and they've actually been featured on the Food Network before. Paula Deen's boys used to have a television show, and they stopped there, and they do like some 60-some different varieties of brats and sausages, and so we make a trip up there once a month and just pick out a whole slew of different brats, and then so every day we do a brat of the day, and so we'll do a different brat every day that people can try. So,
have you ever done a breakfast brat?
We have one that is a bacon and cheddar potato brat that's as probably close to a breakfast brat as we could do, but I have not tried anything other than something like that.
Well, that's cool. I'd like to try that one.
That's a good one.
Brian, were you going to ask him something else? If not, I'm going to take another caller.
I was just thinking that, you know, like I say, sausage, a lot of times they may have specialty cheeses, and I was thinking, boy, you could really, you know, come up with some fancy, you know, grilled cheeses with trying different cheeses other than just, you know, your normal American to go with it. Kind of like Jason getting into the exotic sausage, you get into the exotic cheeses.
Exotic grilled cheese.
Hey, my wife just recorded a show recently, and I watched it this weekend, of a grilled cheese cook-off. And it was all these street food vendors, all with their different types of grilled cheese they were serving. And I'm talking just unbelievable grilled cheese sandwiches. I was licking the screen. The thing is unbelievable, the types of grilled cheeses I never knew existed. And so I think you're onto something, Brian. You could do a grilled cheese truck. That would be kick ass.
If you've seen the picture of that one grilled cheese truck, it looks kind of like the Millennium Falcon painted on the side of it. I forget what it's called, but it's a really nice-looking truck, but it's all grilled cheese sandwiches.
Wow. Well, I think you're onto something with the soup. I thank you for sharing that. There's people that listen to that are able to do soup. Some are even able to do soup from an open cart. I've done soup, but when I'm doing a catering event from my cart, I didn't have the benefit of doing it from, you know, an enclosed trailer like you rich folks, but I was able to do it from a cart. Caller area code 412, I thank you for joining the show. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor on Street Food Vendor TV.
Yeah, Ben, I'm from Pennsylvania. My son lives up in Rhode Island, and he got me in tune with your shows each week.
Yes, sir.
And I'm helping him finance his hot dog business. And, you know, I'm a little curious if it's not getting too personal. He won't actually start, it'll be within about a month. And I'm wondering, do you recall the first day, the first event that you did? Not necessarily event or whatever.
First day out.
You know, whatever area you were in. Can you tell me what your reaction to that was and how excited you were?
Well, I wasn't too terribly excited. I was almost forced into it out of necessity. You know, I was excited up until that first day. And then I had that deer in the headlights look. I was scared. I was worried about my ego because people that had known me as being pretty wealthy in town were fixing to see me slinging hot dogs on the side of the road. And I thought that was a cut to my pride. You know, at least internally it was for me. So I was scared shitless. And then when I went to and set up and started working, I had my wife there, and she was having to run to the store. I think she did 3 or 4 trips to the store. We ended up selling about $90 worth of food that day, which isn't that good. It was just a lunch time, but still, I was expecting, you know, I was expecting everybody that drove down this 60-mile-an-hour highway to slam on brakes, pull over, because they had never seen a hot dog cart. I'm kind of glad they did, because it let me get my feet wet. Well, within 2 weeks, I was, you know, I was full bore and no fears anymore, because now I was providing for my family, which was my main goal, and it gave me a sense of accomplishment regardless of how other people viewed me. And then it turns out that once people found out, oh, that's Ben that's got the hot dog cart, I started getting calls to do auctions. I started getting calls to do parties. And so then it was like I was like the local hero. I was something unique that brought nostalgia to the town and to the people. So it was all internal. It was just the way I viewed it. So I know that's unique and probably not the answer you want, and it's probably unique in everybody's case, but for me, that's the way it was.
Oh, well, that was all, you know, because he's totally unfamiliar with it. But he did all his homework. He did all the red tape garbage and all that. And as a matter of fact, I read your book, and it was really interesting.
Well, thank you.
And I just was curious, you know, because I know he's excited about it. I don't know how apprehensive he is about it. I'm sure he's listening right now. But I was just curious, you know, what the impact it had on you the first day you opened. And, I mean, 90 sounds good to me, because I would figure in no time at all you could double, triple, and quadruple that within a reasonable period of time.
And you can. And you can. I mean, some people it's slower than others, and some people it's almost overnight. But $90 was good. When you averaged out, I think in one of my blogs or something, I averaged out per hour what I was making. I think it was in the book. I averaged out what I made per hour, which was phenomenal.
And then
it came down to, okay, I just need to work more hours because, you know, 2 hours a day, even if it's, you know, $50 an hour, isn't enough for what I was used to. I was used to making, you know, $30,000 a month, and I was going down to making nothing. So the hot dog cart was like the saving grace. It was my hero. It's why the book's called It Saved My Life, because hot dogs did save my life. I was depressed.
Yeah.
I was ready to, you know, do lead testing.
Well, you know what? That was really interesting, too, because that's what got me interested in him starting, because he had, unfortunately, was laid off of his job. And he says, hey, Dad, you think you might be able to consider helping me out on a hot dog business? I wish I was up there with him. But being so remote from him, I was just, you know, really a little apprehensive about him beginning it and able to create eventually a full-time job doing it, because he plans on pursuing this throughout the whole year. I heard, too, there's less competition in the winter time, so that may compensate, you know.
There's different opportunities in the winter. There is less competition, but there's also less places. You know, you don't set up on the beach in the winter because there's less people at the beach. But yes, definitely, and I hope you keep us up to date on how he's doing, and if he ever has any questions, have him call in.
Okay, sure. Well, I think he's talked to you several times. His name's Freddie.
Yep, I remember him.
Yeah, so we're excited, and I wish I was up there to, you know, celebrate with him his first day. So, Ben, I enjoy your shows. I listened to every one of them since he informed me about them. So it's a lot of good information.
Well, thank you a bunch, and I appreciate you calling in, and feel free to call back anytime.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. Hey, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight at Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV. I appreciate Corey, and I appreciate Brian even showing up, even though he had to steal the mic from his Xbox kids. And then Stuart, I thank you all for coming in and helping out and joining us tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it last week. The girlfriend had to go in. She had to go in for surgery on that Monday, so we had to try to get her prepped and scared and Xanaxed and, you know, ready to go.
I hope everything went good. Y'all have a good week.
Have a good night, everybody.
Okay, Ben, we'll see you next week.